at just about any sporting event at Mount Edgecombe's BJ McGillis Gym, but at the Region 5 basketball tournament in particular, it's best to just check your eardrums at the door. The Mount Edgecombe Rock Band matched against the Sitka High Pep Band with only a drum line and hundreds of screaming kids separating them is pure volume. Friday night may have been the loudest of them all, as this year's season-long Battle of the Bridge boiled down to two final games and a chance for a single tournament berth at state. In the new 3A structure in Southeast, there are only Sitka, Mount Edgecombe, and Petersburg. One winner, no second place. The Sitka Lady Wolves won it all this time, 35-32 over the Mount Edgecombe Lady Braves in a game that was tied or within a basket for the duration. Lady Wolves head coach Rich Krupa says this is nothing new.
You know, they overachieved all year. They worked hard. And Edgecombe did a great job. And it was just a tooth-and-nail fight all season long with Edgecombe. And we just happened to come out on top. You know, I just love the effort the girls gave tonight.
The Lady Braves could not find their rhythm early. A three-pointer by Scarlett Beaver was their only scoring in the first period. After that, the teams began to trade baskets until the final few minutes when the game turned on free throws. Junior Megan Reed dropped in a pair, and sophomore Kayleen Kelling added a third. The Lady Wolves were up by only 1 point with 2 seconds to play when sophomore Sid Briggs went to the line, and it was deja vu all over again.
I'm trying to think of the last Sitka High girls basketball game I saw that did not end with Sid Briggs sinking some clutch free throw.
It's been a while, but... She's tough. She's a great sophomore, you know, but there's everybody contributed and everybody played a huge role in the win. So,
congratulations, coach.
Briggs finished with 15 points for the night, Reed with 13. On the boys' side, the Mount Edgecombe Braves topped Sitka High 55-45 to take the 3A crown in a game that was closer than the score suggests. There were times during the first period when it looked like the top-seeded Wolves, who lost to the Braves on Wednesday, had found their game again. Archie Young coaches Mount Edgecombe.
Our young men played very hard tonight, and I'm just, you know, we dug ourselves a hole a few times, and we didn't play as well as we're capable of. But I thought they really showed their character and how they battled back and came back and won. I'm really proud of them. Really proud.
The Braves were down by 5 after the first period, but closed with 1 point of Sitka by the half. In the third period, the Braves looked like a different team.
So at halftime, did you settle them down or pump them up? What happened at halftime for you?
Yeah, we talked a lot about, and I don't mean this, I mean this respectfully to Sitka. I thought they played a very good first half, and I didn't think we played a very good first half at all. And we talked about the fact that we were only down one, and we weren't sure that they could play better in the second half. So I thought we could have a better second half because of how poorly we played in the first half. I didn't think we were in a bad spot.
Young also says he let John Peterson be Peterson. The Mount Edgecombe senior went scoreless in the first period, but had 25 by the time the night was done, including hitting 15 of 17 free throws, 10 in a row in the fourth quarter. Fellow senior Leo Ford was next highest for the Braves with 14. Both teams will get a week off before heading to Anchorage. Young says for his team, it will be one more week of running lines. The Braves will open the state tournament against Valdez. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.